Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone to the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. I am so happy to join you today. As for the last 2 weeks, I was away visiting my beautiful soul family in Melbourne, and I was unable to facilitate these lives on YouTube. I hope that you have been well. How have you been? Let me know in the comment. And if you're catching this on the replay on YouTube or on my podcast, welcome and thank you so much for catching this replay. It is very exciting to have this new format because now when I receive questions by emails or sometimes in my DM, in Messenger or on Instagram, I now have a platform where I can consistently answer questions. So please remember that you can email me your questions at info@sandrines.com and I will answer these questions during these lives that are happening every week on Monday at 12 p.m. New Zealand time, which is Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So today, we are going to answer Laura's question. And Laura's question, it is such an interesting, precise question that we actually want to open up to a higher level of architecture because it is going to help all of you who are mission soul, who know that you are here to share some specific downloads and content with humanity, but you might not know when to share it because you know very well that you are shifting fast and that as the month passed during this accelerated process of spiritual ascension that we are undergoing, the future version of you in 2 months, 3 months, or a year might perceive these downloads differently and in fact might have received more downloads. So today we are going to cover the subject on when do I need to share my downloads? Do I need to wait or do I need to share them now? How do I bring discernment in this dynamic and what to do about it? And here I want to share with you a story. Because this story literally illustrates this question that I received from Laura. So more precisely, Laura was speaking about writing, like writing a book. But this question can come into any downloads that we have. It could be downloads around an online course, around a group program, around an event that you want to facilitate. So basically, Laura was sharing a few years ago, I received all of this amazing information and I wrote it all down. And then I never really shared it. And now I feel that I want to share it, but when I look back, the downloads have slightly changed. They are not the same. So what should I do? Should I publish the first version of the downloads or should I publish the second version of the downloads? Should I have posted or shared it back in the days when I first received it? Or should I share it now? Or actually, should I wait for longer to share this download? So here, I really want you to stay with me because this transmission today is literally going to be a class, right? It's like as if you were part of one of my programs, one of my students, you know, registered student in Iria School of Channeling, maybe the Portal membership, and you attend live sessions with me. Today is going to be a mini class around this subject. And actually, I'm going to share this episode with my students because they are going to love the refinement that we bring around this. Because this is a question that I receive a lot from mission souls, from people who are here to share their unique gift, their downloads with the world. So about 5 years ago, exactly at this time of the year, which is always extremely potent for me, and maybe it is very potent for you too, because as you know, we are approaching Lionsgate portal, and you might say, oh, it's only in August, Sandrine. Yes, 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 and the Lionsgate portal is on the 8th of August, but we are being prepared, and we have been preparing for a little while for this one, with the huge amount of solar flares that we have been receiving on planet Earth. And these solar flares have been present to activate more of our crystalline divine genome, because our soul is literally co-creating with Gaia's consciousness as well as the sun consciousness, and the sun is sending these unique light codes to humanity, and you are literally receiving very specific light codes just for you. By the way, if you did not receive this extraordinary transmission about the sun beings that I actually facilitated as an integral part of the Codex of Iria, my school of channeling, you can receive this transmission for free. It is for the people who are ready to receive it. So if that's the case, you can let me know. I will actually place a link under the show notes, because now it is available for the public, for the people who feel called to do so. So you can follow the link that I will place in the show notes below on the replay, and you will be able to access this 1 hour channeling session from the sun beings about the solar flares. So the solar flares prepare us for Lionsgate portal this year. But generally speaking, at this time of the year, all the way to Lionsgate portal and end of August, we receive massive upgrades on a psychic level, on a consciousness level, so we can understand more who we are, more about our multidimensionality. It is easier for us to connect to our channel, our divine channel of light, to connect to our spirit guides, high council of light, to the soul of our mission, to God, and so on. So basically, 5 years ago, I started receiving these extraordinary downloads, and I simply took a pen and paper, and I had this big block of paper, and I would sit for hours, guys, hours on end, writing pages after pages after pages about these downloads. And I was blown away. I was in a mild trance state, and as I was writing, I had cramps in my hand and I had to stop. But as I was reading that, I was like, oh my God, this is absolutely revolutionary, and it makes so much sense. Yet it is extremely multidimensional, and I have no idea how I can actually teach it to people, or if I'm even supposed to teach it to people. So what I did is that I just kept on reading, and I kept on reading these pages and kept on connecting with my High Council of Light, and more specifically in this instance, the Syrian and the Arcturians that were translating this body of work for me at that time. And since then, every year during this time of the year, I receive more downloads, more precision about this specific body of work that I'm sharing with humanity. So to start with, I did not share it with anyone. And then I felt called to share it with just a few friends that I knew you would understand it and celebrate me, which is what happened. A lot of them understood a lot about what it meant, and they celebrated me, which helped me connect more with this body of work. And after that, I started teaching it. I taught the foundation, really the basic that I had learned to embody myself and to understand on a deep level. This body of work is fractal dynamic system, which I talk about and I share extensively. I have talked about it a lot on my previous transmission here on YouTube, or if you're catching this on my podcast as well. The fractal dynamic system talks about the center point of our fractal being our heart, and how to place ourselves as the angel of our human. Not only that, now what I'm receiving, which started, is like the intricacies of interdimensions and other dimensions and planes of existence that connect to the heart portal as we align and as we anchor and stabilize fully into fifth dimensional consciousness. And so basically every single year, this body of work deepens. I know very well that one day I will share it in books, in writing, and I will have proper classes around it. Now I've been sharing it a bit here and there on different platforms. I teach it more to my students because it is an extraordinary system that teaches about emotional alchemy, but also about time and space travel using the heart portal and our higher mind. So it is absolutely next level. So I'm sharing this with you because here is the thing. If I had not shared it to start with, this body of work would have just gone in the bin. I have had so many other downloads over the years that I did not really anchor much, and they stay there in the background. And to anchor them more, I know that personally I need to write them down, I need to read them, and I need to share them with specific people. So here is the first key for you: when you receive downloads, who do you share these downloads with? Do you keep them to yourself? Do you share these downloads with friends that will, you know, that they have the consciousness, you know, to receive them at the highest? Do you share them straight away with your clients, with your students? Do you share them on social media or on your podcast? Where do you share them? How do you know? Well, that depends. Ask these downloads. Ask your counsel. Ask where these downloads come from. Ask, who is this for? So the first key for you here is ask where the downloads need to be shared, with whom, and is this now or is this later? Therefore, you can relax because you understand that it's a process of co-creation. Not everything is for everyone. I have also received downloads that have still to this day barely shared with anyone about Galactic Federation and the organization of higher councils of light, because it is very, very high frequency and prickly information. So not all downloads are meant to be shared or there straight away on social. No. Ask your heart, ask your channel, the guidance of your high council. Who is this download for? And is this to be shared now? Okay? Then follow the guidance. Then continue revisiting the downloads. If you know, like if you feel this frequency inside of you, like I have so often for the downloads, especially fractal dynamic system, I'm like, oh my God, like this is revolutionary. Everybody needs to know about it. This is literally a huge pillar of my mission on this planet. And there is excitement. If you receive the direction and if you're very excited to share the first few drafts of your body of work with your friends, do so, because when it's people that are on the same wavelength as you, which have a similar level of consciousness, they will be able to receive this download and they will be able to give you feedback and celebrate you. And this will help you anchor more of this frequency, more of these libraries of light on the planet. Okay, because the more we share with others, the more the frequency becomes alive. So over the year, as I have myself learned to embody the fractal dynamic system, and obviously I'm still practicing it to this day, because the fractal dynamic system is a living frequency. It's a frequency that keeps on evolving. So there is no such thing as just learning about it, practicing for a few days, and then I'm done, I've learned about it, you know? No, we keep on doing it, because the more we are present with the frequency of fractal dynamic system, the more we evolve and grow with it, and the more we learn about the intricacies of this extraordinary body of work. And this is what I have been asked to do. So every year I have new layers and new layers and new layers. And as I say this, I can just feel my crown chakra and my third eye like beaming with light. There is a lot happening there, and I can really feel my high council through the voices of the Syrians going like, and a huge chunk is coming to you during the month of July. So be very mindful with what you're going to do in July. It's like, I know, still not quite sure what I'm going to do in July, as many timelines are presenting themselves to me and I've simply been asked to wait until the most ascended timelines actually encode itself pretty much effortlessly. And at the moment, no timeline is anchoring, so I'm waiting. But one thing I know is that the level of devotion that you have towards your mission will dictate the amount of downloads from these libraries of light that you can channel. So my level of devotion to my mission is, I would say, 99%. I just leave 1% off because I feel there is more integrity in that. But pretty much my entire life is devoted to my mission, right? So I do everything that I can that's in my power to be fully present in connection with my mission, with the soul of my mission, with my High Council of Light. And so I show up day after day after day. You know, there is no such thing to me as having a break from my mission. And it is not like it's got nothing to do with working hard. No, it is the embodiment of the truth of my divinity, knowing that my mission is me and I am the mission. I am the custodian of this frequency of light that is being asked to come on the planet. The fractal dynamic system is one aspect, one dimension of it, you know. Another aspect is the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which is my non-for-profit that I have created that I'm now leading. And within the divine temple of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry reside the Temple of Light of Iria School of Channeling, the Temple of Light of the Portal Program, the Temple of Light of the Mini Portal Membership. Soon to be announced, the Temple of Light of a channeling certification with intensive immersive retreat in Bali and so much more. So when you receive downloads, ask first, do I need to share this now and with whom? Second, check in your level of devotion. Am I fully devoted to this mission? Am I fully devoted to channeling a high frequency library of light that wants to come through my channel and actually spend time devoting my time doing it? And if yes, let's shift my grid of time. Let's create time so I can write it down, so I can download it. And then the third thing I would love for you to consider is that at every time, so every time means exactly as the version of you that you are right here, right now, is absolutely pure and perfect and beautiful, to receive a certain aspect of this body of work, because this body of work flows through you now, through your edges, through your perfect imperfection, through the what it is that you are moving through life. And so that connects to a certain aspect of you, not only to elevate you, to heal you, to help you alchemize density, but also because one day when you share about that, you will know that this body of work, that these downloads that you are receiving can help people that are going through the similar things that you were going through as you were receiving that download at that time. So as the time passes and you become a new version of you, a version of you that is simply more connected to joy and happiness and abundance and freedom, it is important not to judge the past self and to judge the past download. The third thing is non-judgment. So the first is when and whom to share the downloads with. The second thing is check in with your devotion. Devote yourself to your mission to the best of your abilities. You're like wholeheartedly devote yourself to the libraries of light that you are reopening, that are flowing through you. The third thing is non-judgment. Keep receiving through who you are. Do not judge the past self and the past downloads, because we can only receive so much with the level of consciousness that we have, okay? So the past me 5 years ago would not have been able to handle the downloads I'm receiving now. No freaking way. No, I was processing other things. My past self was not a bad human, was not a stupid, you know, incompetent human. No, my past self was pure, perfect, and beautiful. And I was also going through all of these things. And I had a level of consciousness that was as such back then, but we shift extremely fast now. So chances are that even if you were to take, like, let's say in linear time, 1 year, the download that you receive now will seem very small and maybe a little bit like childish to your future self in 2 months or in 3 months. But that's fine. It's perfect. Like, I mean, like a child first needs to stand before it can walk, before it can run. And even when we can run, if you want to run a marathon, we better train for it. Otherwise, you're going to freaking collapse. Okay? So this is how you want to go with the third point. Do not judge yourself and your past download. If you feel that there are differences, that's all right. Keep writing, keep deepening, keep asking your channel, how do I reconcile this? Because when I look at past downloads, I can see that I lacked some understanding about specific points of architecture of life and time and space travels, right? So I can explain certain things in a certain way. And now as I look back at it, I'm like, huh, actually, that's not really true. It's not really the way it works. It's more this way. But what I explained back in the days, it's not that it was wrong. It was just really basic and so like harder to understand. It was really like the first draft, if that makes sense. And so like on a subconscious level, people would understand it. We would receive the information, but it would not be translatable, if that makes sense. So now I have a lot more understanding about the quantum, about time and space travel, architecture of life, dimensions, and fractal dynamic system. And so all of that, as it's interwoven, it is much easier for me to bring greater level of precision and say, oh, actually, it is not exactly how this works. I can use another word. And this is how masterpieces are created. If you were to think about authors or extraordinary people that have shared revolutionary books and body of work out there, they did not write the book in 1 year. Like, I know that there are a lot of people at the moment that write books very fast and it's a lot in fashion, you know, like I'm an author, I've written so many books and it's great. You can write a book in a few months. That's fantastic. But to have really like power and depth in a living frequency book, it takes years. It's a living frequency, right? So of course, it's going to keep growing. It's going to shift you. So keep writing it down. Keep, you know, recording. Keep sharing it. So the way I share fractal dynamic system to this day, I still share it because the more I share about it in a specific way that my high council has told me to share about, which is in my online courses, which is in my living frequency program, like Iria, the Pantal, the mini Pantal, here on YouTube or on the podcast. So the more I share about it, the more I live with it, the more I embody it. And I can already share a huge amount of it that are really helping humanity. So many people have told me that the fractal dynamic system is revolutionary, placing ourselves as the angel of our human to not bypass any emotion, but to be fully present and to experience alchemical process of transmutation is revolutionary because we can literally shift extremely fast in an organic, healthy way without bypassing anything. Okay? So coming back to this, when you receive downloads, first check in with your channel, your high council, your spirit guides, the soul of your mission, where this information is coming from. One, do I need to share it? Yes or no? Who do I share it with? And is this now? The second thing is devotion. Are you fully devoted to this body of work and to these downloads? If yes, keep doing it. Consistency, right? The third thing, I want you to not judge yourself, not judge the past self and the past version of the draft of your body of work, but on the opposite, celebrate yourself. It's absolutely fantastic that my past self received that. And because it's not been shared extensively, I can keep on writing. You know, like for me, I share the way I have shared here in so many different platforms, but I haven't written the book yet because the book is a different story. The book is going to be a living frequency. So when my high council tells me, not you are ready to write the book, I will start writing the book. And I know it's going to take years to refine. And when and only when I will feel that this living frequency is enough for the moment, the book will come out. And you know what? Most likely after the book is being published, there will be upgrades to that body of work. And I will want maybe to, you know, publish later a revised edition or like a second book even. So we would love to invite you to really celebrate the downloads that you're receiving. So many of us are here to share our unique messages with the world. We are here to weave, you know, ancient technologies, ancient knowledge, gift, talent, libraries of light that we literally have the keys to, because we have the keys. We receive those keys in ancient civilizations, in past lives here, but also in other star systems. And we are here as living libraries of light. We have a wealth of wisdom within us, a wealth of knowledge, of embodied expression of the divine. Only us can share through our voice. No one else can. So if you want to share. Don't allow yourself to stay stuck, but whatever belief system is going to come and saying it's too late to share, it's not perfect to share. Don't share overly everything all the time, because as I say again, some living frequencies need to stay just with you, or maybe just with a small group of friends or students for a while. But keep sharing, keep opening up your heart, keep receiving and practice devotion. It is such a wonderful time now that we have the internet and so many platforms to be able to share with others. And that is could also be your art, you know, like you could paint or draw or sing, create music, anything at all. The world is a better place because you are in it, because you share your voice, you share your unique gifts and talent, you share the wisdom that flows through you and you uniquely through your own story, your own journey, your own soul blueprint. So we want more of you. We need more of you. The ascension process is happening now. Now is not the time to hide any longer. Now is the time to show up, do the work with consistency and devotion, and to believe in yourself. Now is the time to love yourself, to feel the abundance of wealth, of knowledge and wisdom and power and everything that you are, that's present within you and that's ready to be shared with the world. So please let me know how you receive this transmission. And I cannot wait to see what you share with the world. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Remember to get the transmission from the Sun Beings by clicking on the link below. You will absolutely love it because you will receive very advanced teachings from the beings who co-create with you and Gaia, unique light codes that they send you through solar flares to help you upgrade on many levels. And when you know about that, you know how to receive more effortlessly, and you can actually feel and know deep in yourself that you truly live in a magical reality and that we are in very good hands. We are very protected and supported at this time. I send you lots of love, and I will see you next time in another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Bye for now. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.